to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imc.org, for July 23rd to the 29th, 2016. As Palestinian President announced intentions to sue Britain, a Palestinian man and a woman died this week of Israeli army gunfire. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. In Kfar Qaddoum in northern West Bank, many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops attacked the weekly protest there. Meanwhile, in the villages of Bilayna and Na'lin in central West Bank, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate in the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. One youth was injured in his arm in Na'lin as many protesters suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation and were treated by field medics at both locations. In Bilayn, Israeli troops arrested an international supporter and a Palestinian youth during the protest. At the nearby Nabi Saleh village, troops attacked protesters at the village entrance. Israeli soldiers fired several rounds of rubber-coated steel bullets and tear gas at protesters at nearby homes. Many residents suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation as a result. This week, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas called for suing Britain for the Balfour Declaration. IMC's Ramel Maghari has more.
Palestinian Authority is considering suing the United Kingdom for the Balfour Declaration
of 1917, in which the then Great Britain had promised Jews around the world a national home on the Palestinian soil. Addressing an Arab State summit meeting in Mauritania this week, the Palestinian Authority's President Mahmoud Abbas called on the Arab nations to support the PA's move to sue the United Kingdom. Back in early 20th century, Britain was a colonial power that controlled almost two-thirds of the world, including Palestine. The Balfour Declaration laid the foundation for Israeli occupation of more than 70% of Palestine's 27,000 square kilometers back in 1948. In a related news, the Arab States Summit, held this week, emphasized on the Arab States Initiative for Peace with Israel that is based on normalization with Israel. In return for full Israeli withdrawal from Arab lands Israel occupied in 1967, including the Palestinian West Bank, East Jerusalem, and Gaza Strip, as well as the Syrian Golan Heights. On internal news, Palestinians in the occupied Palestinian territories will be observing internal municipal elections. Some commentators believe that holding such elections due by October this year could lay the foundation for general presidential and parliamentary elections. For a decade now, Palestinians in the occupied territories have not observed any elections given a geopolitical split between the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. For IMC News, I am Rami Al-Mirari in Gaza.
This week, Israeli troops kill a Palestinian and injures dozens others during West Bank invasions. Meanwhile, in Gaza, a woman dies of wounds she sustained by Israeli soldiers 15 years ago. IMC's Ghassan Banoura reports.
One Palestinian man was killed, seven others injured when Israeli soldiers invaded the town of Surif near the southern West Bank city of Hebron on Wednesday at dawn. Troops and army bulldozers invaded the town and surrounded the home of Muhammad al-Faqih, 29, before bulldozing it. Then soldiers fired two missiles at the home, leading to his death. At least seven Palestinians were injured in the clashes that took place between the invading soldiers and local youth who hurled stones and empty bottles at the army, while the soldiers fired live rounds, rubber-coated steel bullets, and gas bombs. The Israeli army claimed that al-Faqih is the shooter who killed an Israeli settler in Hebron last month. On Tuesday, Israeli soldiers shot and injured a young Palestinian woman near the Qalandia terminal north of occupied East Jerusalem. Israeli media said that the young woman, only 18 years of age, rushed towards the terminal and that the soldiers shot her after she failed to heed to their orders to stop. Earlier in the week, dozens of Palestinian youth were injured on Monday evening in clashes with Israeli soldiers who tried to forestall a march in solidarity with hunger-striking detainee Bilal Kayed in Abu Dis town to the east of Jerusalem. Palestinian Red Crescent reported 30 cases which occurred during the clashes, 9 with rubber bullets, 19 suffocation cases and 2 head injuries. Also this week, the Israeli army conducted at least 70 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and occupied East Jerusalem. During these invasions, Israeli soldiers kidnapped at least 94 Palestinian civilians, including 22 children. In the Gaza Strip, the Palestinian Health Ministry has reported Wednesday that a Palestinian woman who was shot by the Israeli army 15 years ago died after succumbing to her wounds. Huda Abu Shamala was shot in the head in 2001 after soldiers opened fire targeting a number of homes. Also in Gaza, Israeli Navy ships attacked on Thursday morning several Palestinian fishing boats in the Sudania Sea area northwest of Gaza City, kidnapped 7 fishermen and confiscated their boats. On Wednesday, the Israeli Navy attacked Palestinian fishing boats close to the Gaza shore and kidnapped 2 fishers. Some of the boats were hit with live rounds before the soldiers assaulted them. For IMAMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for July 23rd to the 29th, 2016, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imamc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Georgia Shmawi and me, Iman Abdrabbo Bannoura.